This is KNBA News. I'm Ellen Locke. You're in for Jacqueline Estes. A Coast Guard helicopter crew performed back-to-back medevacs between King Cove and the community of Cold Bay earlier this week. A fisherman got hurt on Monday night when a crab pot fell on him, inflicting multiple injuries. The vessel was not far from King Cove, which has a health clinic. The vessel headed to town while the Coast Guard made arrangements for a helicopter crew to leave from Cold Bay and meet the fishermen the following morning. But Petty Officer Grant DeVoist says the flight crew soon got wind of another emergency.
Between the report of the injured mariner who was getting taken into King Cove by his vessel and the time that the helicopter showed up, there was a report of an infant suffering from respiratory distress.
The Coast Guard helicopter picked up the sick baby and his mother from King Cove on Tuesday morning and flew them to Cold Bay. From there, the family boarded a commercial medevac flight bound for Anchorage. Then the helicopter crew went back and picked up the injured fisherman. DeVoist says it's not uncommon for the Coast Guard to assist with medevacs out of King Cove.
There's only certain types of aircraft that can get on scene. And then also our cruiser are trained to fly in some pretty extreme conditions up here. You'll see in Alaska a lot that we assist with things of that type just because of the weather.
Residents of King Cove have been lobbying the federal government for years to build a road through the Eisenbeck Wildlife Reserve, which separates them from Cold Bay's all-weather airport. State Representative Bob Herron has introduced a resolution in the legislature that would urge Interior Secretary Sally Jewell to reconsider a land swap that would make a road to Cold Bay from King Cove a reality. Senator Lisa Murkowski has added her voice to that request.
I think this resolution will help affirm that as Alaskans, we are united in opposition to the Secretary's decision.
Murkowski says the Interior Department has made no move to offer a solution. The Alaska legislature could join the chorus of voices calling for an American Indian Veterans Memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Casey Kelly has the story.
Native Americans have fought in every United States military conflict since the Revolutionary War and have some of the highest per capita service rates of any ethnic group. Since Alaska became a U.S. territory and later a state, Alaska Natives have served their country as well. During World War II, the Alaska Territorial Guard included more than 6,000 volunteer soldiers from more than 100 communities. Kalissa Maley is an intern in the office of Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat.
American Indians have established a long and distinguished legacy of military service. Senate Joint Resolution 19 affirms the Alaska State Legislature's support of Alaska Native and Native American veterans and recognizes their great sacrifices for our country.
Willikowski sponsored SJR 19, which passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee Tuesday. He says the American Indian Veterans Memorial is sponsored by the Alaska Federation of Natives, the National Congress of American Indians, and Vietnam Veterans of America, among other groups.
There was several people that came up from Florida to attend AFN and push for this resolution. I attended the Vietnam Veterans of America National Conference in Florida last year, and they were there. I spoke with people there. They were urging us to do this as well.
In 1994, Congress approved the Native American Veterans Memorial Act, but the project didn't go anywhere. Stephen Bowers, a member of the Seminole Tribe of Florida and a Vietnam vet, started lobbying Native American groups to support the memorial in 2011. He says it's long overdue.
It'll mean that finally someone's recognizing the fact that the American Indians fought for this country and against the European invaders back since 1492.
While Bowers says many supporters want the memorial to be built near the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, President Obama late last year signed legislation to place it at the National Museum of the American Indian, 2 miles away. Bowers says the location isn't as important as getting a memorial concept approved, a process he says will take several years.
When they built the National Mall, they didn't make it easy for organizations or for anyone to put a statue or a memorial on the mall.
Bowers expects the National Museum of the American Indian to sponsor a contest and form a committee to shepherd the project through the design phase. Senate Joint Resolution 19 now heads to a vote on the floor of the Alaska Senate. I'm Casey Kelly.
For KNBA News, I'm Ellen Lockyer.